Welcome to Hot Chicks with Hot Takes. My name's Kiara D'Amato.
And I'm Cabela Hendricks.
We're just two girls with too many opinions who want to watch the world burn. Hence the flames. Well, welcome back to Hot Chicks with Hot Takes. We're on our fifth episode now, which is crazy. We have three episodes left after this. Today we have a special guest. We have our friend Wesley, who is not a hot chick, just to clarify that. And he has some crazy conspiracies to share with us today. Wesley?
Conspiracy, I don't like that word, but I'm not the biggest fan of Taylor Swift.
That's a hot take.
I find incredibly
She has some catchy music, right? And I get mad when her songs get stuck in my head, but I don't like her political leanings. I don't like sort of the message her music promotes, I guess, would be the right way to put it, because it's almost like a high school love story. Like, what is she, 38? And she's on like her 50th boyfriend or something. I mean,
okay, it's 13. It's the 13th boyfriend.
Okay, so
yeah, I've just lost count.
Oh gosh. So we had you here because you had a very specific hot take on Taylor Swift that she was a psyop.
Here's the thing. So there was a video I saw of the World Economic Forum, which is like a big meeting that they have to discuss new technologies that they're going to use on the whole world or something like that. But it was more, they were talking about how someone with Taylor Swift's level of influence, how that could be used to sway an election one way or another. And so it's not necessarily that she is a psyop, right? It's more exploring the idea that she could be. And if she were to go out and tell her, 300 million fans? 30? What is it?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
She has fans all over the world. If she were to go tell them, and a ton of fans in the United States, but if she were to just go tell them to vote for one person, people would do it literally just because she said to do it, right? And also, on top of that, there was a whole Department of Defense thing that they were talking about. Basically what I was just saying, where someone with this level of influence could sway an election one way or another. And that's basically what they were talking about. So is Taylor Swift a psyop? Probably not. But there's a few interesting things, like George Soros buying up her entire catalog, which she's come out and said she's not a fan of George Soros, right? But
I'm pretty sure what you're talking about is when Scooter Braun sold those to him. Yeah. And she lost the ownership of all of her masters.
Yeah. And so she came out and she publicly said she didn't like that it happened or whatever. But I think in the world today, just because you go out and say something publicly, it doesn't necessarily mean one thing. I mean, yeah, she could just be lying about it and she could be fully going along with it. And then she has her new boyfriend, Travis Kelce, right? Who's doing ads with Pfizer, one of my least favorite companies in the entire world, if not the least. And then he's doing Bud Light commercials too. It's just like all of a sudden this dude is dating Taylor Swift. He's got a Bud Light commercial. He's got a Pfizer commercial. And it's like, I don't know. To me, it's like something's going on there.
So do you think that this couple was designed, like orchestrated, to be the most influential possible couple?
Here's the thing. I don't necessarily rule anything out. I just think I've seen enough to know that everything is so crazy that that's almost like a legitimate possibility, that the powers that be are shipping people together so that they could possibly influence a large amount of people in a certain way.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's, like, not true, because, I mean, Taylor Swift has such a big influence. I'm one of, you know, billions of Swifties. But, like, I don't care. If she tells me to do something, I'm not going to do it, because I can think for myself. But there's a lot of people within her community that would be like, oh, Taylor Swift said to do this. I got to do this, because that's what Taylor Swift would do. So it's almost like, what would Jesus do? But they make it about Taylor Swift, which is crazy. So I don't know. People like idolize her and everything. Like, I love her and I think she's great, but I'm not like, oh my gosh, Taylor Swift. So.
Well, for sure. And you're obviously very strong in your faith, right? And so someone who's not very strong in their faith, who doesn't look towards God, is going to look towards someone like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she definitely has a whole lot of influence.
Here's my question for you. Is she aware of how other people might be using her influence? Does she know? Or is this something, I assume she would have to know. Or is she choosing this on her own? Like, how is this working, you think?
So that's a great question. And obviously, I could see either way is where she has no idea this is happening or she's fully okay with it happening, right? Have you ever seen Black Mirror?
No.
So there's a Black Mirror episode with Miley Cyrus where she's a highly influential artist. Her parents make her take these like drugs and stuff so that she keeps making music and they can control her and make her say whatever. And she doesn't want to take the drugs anymore so that because she just doesn't want to live that life anymore, right? And I think it's like, obviously that's just a show, but I just feel like things are so crazy nowadays. You almost can't rule a lot of things out. I feel like anything's possible nowadays.
Yeah, I just was reminded of, I remember Olivia Rodrigo like went to visit the White House a couple years ago, I think. And it was so obvious that they were using her because she has influence over the Gen Z kids. So it's like, oh, look at this. Your favorite artist is at the White House meeting the president and saying all this stuff about the president. You should vote. So it's like, yeah, they do have influence over that in some way.
Yeah, they do. And then it's like, okay, so Olivia Rodrigo gets invited to the White House. Is she thinking, oh, that's so cool. I just got invited to the White House. The president wants to meet me. That's so cool. Or is she thinking, oh, this is a political move and I'm involved? You know, that's the question.
And I think they probably don't care either way, honestly, because they're getting paid for it. And that's kind of the way these people think, is they really don't care either way. Even if someone had come to them and said, yeah, we're using you, but here's a couple million dollars. It's like, okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
People do anything for money.
Another thing I had, this is actually some more recent news that came out. This is a New York Times article. There were aides to the president. They were saying they hoped to sign up Taylor Swift as a campaign surrogate. So like someone who helps them. So it's already in the news now a little bit that they're kind of preparing people for the Taylor Swift might be someone who's actually going to be helping them. And then, I don't know, this might have been just something I saw crazy or whatever, but I think it said something like she's blocking out her schedule for like a whole 2 months. Like she's doing completely nothing for 2 months, like right before the election starts.
I know why she's doing that. It's because one of her bandmates on tour had a kid. That's a reason why. It could not be the whole
reason.
It's
incredibly convenient. But
yeah, so...
And then also, I don't know if you guys seen, she does like weird rituals at her shows. Like
she doesn't.
I saw the video.
It's not a ritual. It's part of the music video that she does. It's just a dance. It's not a ritual or anything. Like,
I swear. Yeah, well, if I take all my clothes off and try to summon demons, I could just say it's a dance too. So I mean.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to disagree on that one. Everybody thinks it's like, oh, she's a witch. And I'm like, no, it's the song isn't even like demonic or anything. It's singing about a relationship. Anyways, so my hot take is Britney Spears is dead. Or that's just for dramatic effect. I don't think she's as free as we think that she is.
Free Britney.
Yeah, free Britney. So I've done some research and I was on some random side of TikTok like a year ago about Britney Spears. I don't know how I got there, but I did. So she would make Instagram reels, right, of her dancing. And given she was a professional dancer for all of her career, that's like what she was known for, was dancing. And like she could not dance in these Instagram videos. So it's like, really? And she just like acts so immature on the internet. And it's so, because she's like in her 40s. So it's like, what is happening over here? So she went into the conservatorship with her, that her dad was in charge of in 2008 and got out of it in November of 2021. So she got out of the conservatorship and everybody's like, yay, she's free. And a lot of people were, I think she wrote in her book that a lot of the fans had helped her because they were seeing the things and were like, we need to free Britney, blah, blah, blah. So again, like the stuff on Instagram, it's like weird. And her Instagram account gets shut down all the time, like at random. So I don't know what the heck is going, like, it gets shut down and it comes back. Like, I don't know how frequent the periods are or anything, but it's just, it's weird.
Well, if I remember correctly, she's like dancing like half naked on these.
Yeah, she still dresses like it's 2003, which is also concerning in and of itself. So, yeah, a lot of people say that her Instagram reels were like AI deepfakes. That she was like, her husband that she had married in 2022, which she now divorced, had like her in this green screen room, like it wasn't even her house or outside. And they're like, there were like tiny, like one frame of the video was a glitch or something in some part of the video. And so it was just really interesting. There was this one video that I found, and it's a video, she's in a yellow top. I think she's outside, and she like moves her hands over her face, and there's like a glitch. It's one frame and her makeup entirely disappears. And then it goes back, obviously, after she moves her hands another frame. So it's like, what is happening? Like, it's so weird and it doesn't make sense. Like, why would you be doing this? There's also pictures from her wedding. People speculate about this. I don't necessarily agree with it, but that her wedding was like a memorial service for her and she actually died. I don't know if it's true. It's a little kind of like reaching a lot. But there's like a bunch of celebrities there and there's like weird patterns. I don't 100% remember it because I did this research like a couple weeks ago.
So is she dead or is she like Howie Mandel and just weird?
I have Howie Mandel blocked on TikTok. I hate him so much.
Okay, so what would be the reason for her death?
I don't know. See, I think her dad just had so much control over her. I really couldn't tell you, like, I don't think she's necessarily, like, dead, but she's definitely not, like, free. She still has to have some control over her. Like, she released a book and everything, but I'm still like, something's real fishy about this.
Have you done any research into Project Rose?
No.
So Project Rose is Britney Spears. She was fighting against sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How does that relate to that?
Well, she might be dead. There's a reason. There, like, maybe she was suicidal or maybe someone trying to kill her. Or, I think it's weird to just, she's just dead. You know, like, yeah.
There has to be a reason for all of this.
I would say because of the whole situation with her dad, which I'm going to tell you, I barely understand. So take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. But it sounded like a really tough situation to be in where you are not free, where the whole internet is fighting for free Britney. That might, and I hate to throw this out there, but that could bring on some suicidal thoughts if you're not free. So maybe this is a cover up for what happened because of what her dad did.
Yeah, I mean, every aspect of her life was controlled for like 15 years almost. I can't do math. But anyways, Cabela.
Okay, yes, yes, yes. So I believe that cryptids are real, which is a hot take. And for those that do not know what a cryptid is, it's just like a mysterious being similar to like a skinwalker.
Are these the ones from Slenderman? The forest?
Slenderman would count as a cryptid, yes. Yeah, so they could be found in the forest. You have like Wendigos and that kind of genre of a cryptid. I'm going to talk to you about Mothman because I think Mothman is real. So I brought this up to you guys earlier and you had no idea who Mothman is. So I'm going to go ahead and explain this story to you. It's insane. So in the mid 1960s in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, there was a lot of really strange occurrences that kind of happened. So basically a lot of people over a 6-month period started seeing this mysterious being that they started to deem Mothman, which was basically a man ish form, I think maybe bigger than a man, with enormous wings that it did not use. It would hover, but it wasn't using the wings. And people would see it, and they saw that Mothman had glowing red eyes. So everyone who saw this, they are not related to each other. They don't mix, right? So they're all these separate people seeing the exact same thing. And all of these people who claim they saw Mothman had the same exact eye infection that you get from extreme exposure to UV radiation in their eyeballs because they saw Mothman's eyes.
That's crazy. What?
It is crazy. It's terrifying, too. And so for when we have all of these firsthand accounts, all of these witnesses, and they all said they felt the exact same thing, which was an extreme amount of dread sitting on them. Like, oh, my gosh, like an extreme amount of fear and dread is what they said. So That is their experience with Mothman. Now, here's the crazy part. In December of 1967, some people started to get some dreams of a bridge collapsing and people drowning in freezing cold water. Guess what happened? The bridge collapsed in Point Pleasant and people drowned and died in freezing cold water. And guess who was spotted at the top of the bridge right before it collapsed?
Mothman.
Mothman.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. You cannot make this stuff up. This is legitimate. People have eyewitness accounts. All of these experiences, they're all lining up. I'm telling you, Mothman is real. Now, what do I think Mothman is? A demon. Straight up. I do not think that there are forces outside of our, you know, biblical worldview, right? So you have your angels and you have your demons. I believe that Mothman is a manifestation of a demon and caused this mass destruction, this mass tragedy.
The dreams, that's what gets me, is they all had the same dreams. That's great. That's terrifying.
It is. And it's like, okay, it can happen in 1967. When's it happening again?
What does Mothman look like?
So Mothman looks like a enormous man, I would say, with like 10-foot wings and glowing red eyes. But he doesn't use the wings, which is the weird part. So he'll hover. He's above the ground hovering and the wings aren't moving. He's just floating. Doesn't need the wings. Just has them. So that's how he got deemed Mothman.
Is he one of these characters, like, if I don't believe in him, I'm more likely to be, like, attacked by him?
Oh, I don't think so. I think, so there was a specific man, I forget his name at this very moment, who was a paranormal investigator who looked into Mothman heavily, especially right around when it was actually happening. And because he was looking into it, he had more encounters and experiences. So this might actually be better if you maybe don't believe in Mothman.
I'd be so scared. Start have similar dreams with people, that's crazy, because no.
It is. And see, I talk about cryptids, and the way that I think cryptids are real, I think Bigfoot is real 100%. And this is why it's a hot take, because most people are like, oh, you're crazy. Bigfoot, Mothman, who are these people? There's no evidence. That's not real. It is real. These things are real. I think they're demonic forces, but I think they're real, and I'm not crazy.
So since I'm strong in my faith, right? Am I protected from these demons?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So do you think only the people that see them are people who are not very strong in their faith?
Which, that's an interesting take, because there are Christians who have seen demons. So I think it really depends on what the goal of the demon is at that time. You know, you want to cause mass destruction, mass panic. I mean, you're going to appear to anyone and everyone. You're just trying to maybe scare off a brand new Christian. You're just trying to get somebody to be a little shaken up in their faith. You're trying to scare them off after they've just had an amazing encounter with the Lord. You're going to appear to a Christian. Now, they can't hurt you, right? Because we have the Holy Spirit that can't possess you. That can't happen, right? You just say, in the name of Jesus, go away. It's gone. That's the only thing to get them to go away. And I believe there are some testimonials, even with Mothman, where they were like, in the name of Jesus, get out of here, and skedaddled. So, yeah. So I forgot where I was going with the rest of that sentence, but yeah.
We are safe from Mothman. Anyone listening, safe from Mothman.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
The last conspiracy theory. Oh my goodness. You can tell I'm chronically online with all of these. Kate Middleton. What is going on with her? Is she missing? Did she get Princess Diana and Prince William? William? Yeah, that's her husband. Is cheating on her?
So I saw that she had a surgery.
Yeah, so that's the claim, yeah.
But none of her aides knew she was getting the surgery. It was like news to them. Mm-hmm. The people she works closest with had no idea she was getting this surgery.
Interesting. They said
lobotomy?
I thought those were illegal now.
They are.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to my mom and she's like,
I don't have rules over there in the UK. So yeah.
Brits.
Nuke 'em.
Bella has such influence on me. You can tell I hang out with her all the time. No, I was talking to my mom and she's like, maybe she got a hysterectomy because that takes forever and a day to recover from. So it could be that, but, this past weekend, so by the time the podcast comes out, it'll be like 2 weeks ago, her most recent public appearance, she went out to a farm on a Saturday, but it didn't look like her. And obviously you're part of, you know, the royal family, you have a body double. So could it be her body double?
Are you talking about the picture that everyone's saying is photoshopped?
No, that's a different thing that I was also going to talk about. But yeah, there's the bad Photoshop picture. And personally, as a DMA major, that was a horrible Photoshop job. Cabela and I looked at that and we were like, ah.
Because I saw it was getting pulled from the Associated Press and for being like obviously Photoshopped. Wow.
Yeah. Didn't you say, Cabela, that she tweeted something about that?
Yeah, she tweeted something. I don't remember the exact quote. She tweeted something along the lines of like, oh, you know me. I just like to play around with Photoshop, haha, or something like that.
Nobody just casually plays around with Photoshop. Photoshop is so hard. You don't play around with it. No, it's just, it's really fishy. And the BBC has been waiting for days for an announcement. The palace said, be on alert, like, we're going to make an announcement. What's the announcement about, though? Is it about the king? Is it about Kate? Like, it, because then it's like, okay, so there's this mistress, possibly, that Prince William's cheating on Kate with. So, like, what's going on?
Okay, so Prince William the other day made an announcement. Now, I don't remember what the announcement is. I don't remember what it is that he put out on the internet. All I know is the internet was going crazy because usually when he puts out something like that and he has a crest on it, right? He has the crest from both Kate's family and his, and they combine the two. It was just his crest.
Oh my gosh, did they get divorced?
That's what we're wondering.
What is a crest?
It's like, you know, like their stamp that signifies that it's like their family stamp.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
No, so it was only,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the internet's going crazy right now. So we're wondering if this announcement is going to be divorce because, you know, the king is sick.
Yeah.
I don't know who's next in line for the throne.
They're supposed to be next.
Okay, so this would make sense because then he's divorcing Kate for his mistress. So his mistress gets to be queen instead of Kate.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because it was, what's her name? So it was Queen Elizabeth.
Such an American right now. I actually don't know if her name was Elizabeth.
It was Elizabeth. Okay, it was cool. Queen Elizabeth. And then it should have been freaking Diana, but they killed her. And so Charles is king and Charles is dying because he has cancer and he's like 100 years old and he's ancient. And so next it should be Prince William and Kate.
I also wonder, isn't Kate American?
I think.
No, I think you're thinking of.
It's the other chick. It's Prince
you're
Harry's
thinking of,
wife.
Yeah, you're thinking of the actor girl.
What's her name?
Yeah, I just don't like her very much.
No.
Nobody likes either.
They're weird. Those two are weird. They're like, stop putting the camera on us. And then they do a whole Netflix series.
Yeah, no, they're just stupid. Yeah, Meghan Markle.
Oh, yeah. She's
but it married. Should be. It should be Prince William and then his kids, I think, are next in line. I have no idea how it works, honestly.
Man.
Couldn't tell you.
So I'm going with divorce, but that doesn't explain where Kate Middleton is. I wonder if maybe they're not allowed to divorce. Are they allowed to divorce?
Probably. Yeah, because
so
Diana
They used to not be allowed to divorce, but then I think who are you just talking about?
Princess Diana.
Yeah.
And
Princess.
Charles, they got divorced because of stupid what's-her-face. I don't even know her name. Camilla, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, because I was going to say, you know, if they're not allowed to divorce, the only other way to get around this is, you know.
Kill somebody. Yeah.
Kill her. So.
Well, who's the, is it Princess Diana that died?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the whole thing about that is they killed her to kind of get around that, right?
No, they got divorced.
They got divorced and then they killed her?
Yep.
Yeah, because she was about to tell all the secrets, right?
Mm-hmm. I just don't think they liked her, period, because she just did whatever the heck she wanted to.
Well, the people loved her from everything I've seen.
Yeah.
She was doing stuff for the country.
This is
that was probably her problem. She was actually helping.
Yeah, no, they just, British people, this is why we don't have any viewers in the listeners in the UK.
Yeah.
RIP. It's fine. We have Canada.
And Germany.
Listeners in Canada?
We had one. On our.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi,
stay
Canada.
Safe out there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all that we have for this episode today. Wesley, thanks for coming on the pod.
Of course.
Sharing your opinions. It's a good one. I hope something happens with Kate that we find out about before this podcast episode releases. So, yeah.
That's it.
The end.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Hot Chicks with Hot Takes. Don't forget that we drop a new episode every Monday, so make sure you're following us so you're up to date with the latest things we hate. And don't forget to download our episodes so we can beat the rest of our classmates and win a potty. We'll see you next week.
Stay hatin'.